I'm looking in the Herald Sun this morning on page 7 of a list of the the hottest house prices in Greater Melbourne. In Greater Melbourne, right? Mm. The top 10 are all on the Mornington Peninsula.
Yeah.
Without exception.
Well, Mornington, yeah, and Mornington Peninsula is increasingly seeing itself as Melbourne.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's entirely the psychology of that part of the world is now seeing itself as part of Melbourne.
Right, and my theory about the Mornington Peninsula is that it's a bucket in the sense that it fills up.
Yeah.
The southwest, for example, just keeps going and going and going and going.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
But the Mornington Peninsula is a bucket, and it fills up, and presumably that drives part of what's happening.
Yes.
Anastasia Howard, director and licensed estate agent at O'Brien Real Estate Rye. Anastasia, eh? Good news for
Hello.
You.
Hello. Yeah, this is exciting. It's been such a great time for real estate down here, and we have, look, I've been doing this for 20-odd years, and it still surprises me. Every day I get surprises, so it's... But it's great for our property owners.
Well, take as an example Blair Gowrie. Blair Gowrie's annual growth is 42%.
Yes, it's incredible, isn't it? I mean, Blair Gowrie's a gorgeous place to live. And I think that one of the interesting things about what you said just earlier is when you get to Rye and beyond, so Rye, Blair Gowrie, Sorrento, Portsea, we have both a bay and an ocean beach. So there is no more land. Unless they relocate the bay, there is no land left down here. So when the land prices go up, of course, everything goes up. And yeah, so it's been terrific. Lots of fun after a tough couple of years with COVID.
Anastasia, we read with interest a private sale of significant numbers. Is private sales, is that happening more than it has in the past with this hot market?
Oh, yeah, there's been a lot of off-market sales and not even getting any advertising at all. That's been because we've got buyers coming out of our everywhere. And so when you know something's then you can match a buyer to a property. That's been happening a lot more. And look, traditionally we've only been selling about 15% of our properties down here go to auction. I think that we're seeing a slight increase in that because you just don't know what the price is going to end up. But yeah, the off-market sales and have certainly been very strong down here. So
is part of the reason people turning that part of the world into their principal home rather than closer to the CBD?
Yeah, so when COVID hit and we had the restrictions, we all were a little bit surprised to hear that the Mornington Peninsula was considered Metro Melbourne. And I think that changed the way people thought about the area a little bit. And so we're still selling to people who plan to do 50-50, so 50% of their time in Melbourne, or in wherever they're in Melbourne, and 50% down here. Whereas I think it was just last year, it was still 76% were holiday homes, and I think that's changed a lot. So we're getting people that can work from home now from here.
Okay, when it comes to movements and things, it's always difficult to tell when something started, right? You went, when did that particular art movement start? Well, it might have been here, might have been there. Can we tag this to the Ring of Steel?
It's certainly the timing was about that, whether or not that was the reason people wanted to come down here. But yeah, when they started telling us we were Metro Melbourne and we'd always seen ourselves as little coastal towns, I think that certainly changed the way people viewed it and the way that, and they suddenly thought, oh, I can get down to the peninsula any time I like, if I'm allowed to. And it's, yeah, so I don't know, timing-wise it probably was that, but again, it's just been such an exciting time for everyone down here. So we don't care what the reason is.
I bet you don't. Anastasia Howard from O'Brien Real Estate in Rye. I'm trying to think musically. It's a bit like you don't know what you got till it's gone.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, well.
Warren Zevon said, I never thought I'd pay so dearly for what was already mine.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of stuff down there being paving that used to be dirt.
Summarise Mornington Peninsula real estate in a song, 133693. I've got, you weren't allowed to get down two places because of the Ring of Steel. You don't know what you got till it's gone. Is that Joni Mitchell?